welcome back to another Daily Walk. Well, today I want to talk a little bit about the importance of the Old Testament. This came to mind. I was reading a book this week, and it was very clear to me that the author is a New Testament pastor, a Baptist pastor. And one of the things about a lot of the New Testament churches, most people don't know a lot about the Old Testament. Many of them, it's just like this just pre-note of historical stuff. The important things are in the New Testament, the letters, the epistles. And the sad reality is most Protestant believers do not have any idea of a firm grasp of what is actually in the Old Testament. And today I want to impress on you the deep importance of understanding what is in the Old Testament, because it really is the foundation, not only of our scientific and historical history, but also the foundation of our faith as well. You see, God's not a different God in the Old Testament. Some people believe that. He's just this evil, mean guy like a mall cop with a big baton. He's just mad and beating people all the time. That is the furthest thing from the New Testament or from the Old Testament God, who is the same loving God as he is in the first one. In fact, that's clear if you watch over and over. But I identified three basic things that I wanted to talk about here just to give you a whet your appetite a little bit about the importance of it. And the first factor is more scientific, the history of the earth. See, if we go back through generations, even supposing you're a complete atheist, you don't believe in God in the slightest, you go back to the earliest historical record, guess what they knew there was? Male and female, which is one of the core things under assault. In fact, nearly every point we're going to talk about is under assault by our modern collective, our modern zeitgeist of Borg reality. And to stand off and say, no, this is nonsense, puts you in a place where they're going to start questioning your own sanity. But the reality is they're the crazy ones. In Genesis 1:27, God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. So when a pastor one time told me that, you know, the Bible's not all that clear about this gender stuff, I'm sorry, I walked away. You're not qualified to be a pastor. You couldn't even get past Genesis chapter 1 in your theology. God created male and female. Now, are there genetic abnormalities? Of course. And we have specific genotypic and phenotypic explanations for these things. It's not this nebulous idea that I think that I'm in the wrong body. But the foundation of the scientific basis, number one, people are created male and female. Isn't that countercultural to our modern day views? The next is that God created the earth. Of course, the modern viewpoint sits there and says that, God just completely, or God didn't exist. It all just happened one day. Out of absolutely nothing, by total random chance, everything happened to be. And then these higher living organisms, which have deep sense and emotion and knowledge, have somehow popped up out of the protoplasm. I'm sorry, that takes a lot more faith than to believe in a God who created it all. But in Genesis 1:1, God created the heavens and the earth. And we know that God is going to be the one to destroy it. In 2 Peter 3:7, it says, but by his word, the present heavens and the earth are being reserved for fire, kept for the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men. Speaking of a time of the great wrath going to be poured out on the world. We are not going to destroy the world through global climate change, or any of these other things that we're trying to get to the point in our current modern zeitgeist that human beings are the worst things on the planet. They're running articles now about how bad it is to be a parent and that you shouldn't bring children to the world. They're talking about how we're all killing the planet and we gotta stop utilizing all of our oil reserves. We gotta stop utilizing all of the principles that we have. We gotta stop using any of that kind of stuff and just, I guess, go back to the Stone Age or something is what the plan is, despite all these big businesses pushing this agenda still would like us to buy their plastic consumer disposable garbage. Go figure that one out. But nothing these people say how it makes any sense. But the reality is that God had created the earth. He is going to be the ones to destroy it. We are not going to destroy it. But he created the earth for our utilization. This is why we have to be careful to utilize the things. In Genesis 2, 15 and 16, the Lord God took man and put him in the Garden of Eden to cultivate it. And the Lord commanded the man, saying, from any tree of the garden you may freely eat. Of course, it gets into the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We're not going to get to that today, just because we're talking about God created the planet for our utilization. The entire foundation of actual physical science is found and consistent with the scripture, but our modern day postmodern view of you must agree with the insanity that is inside of my head, we have to go back to the old 80s movies, you know, the gods must be crazy, and answer, yes, the voices in your head do bother me, because the voices in your head are telling me something that's inconsistent with objective reality. And that really is the principle. But the Old Testament does give us a taste of the history of the earth, and there is so much more that could be said. These are all very, very brief points. The second point I want to say is we have to understand the historical underpinnings inside of our faith. Okay, if we look at the underpinnings of the historical underpinnings of our faith, this is a question sometimes asked. You hear it asked in VBS, and I've heard nothing but the most atrocious answers from most of the VBS curriculums I've seen. People say, why did Jesus have to die? Especially since we're going there saying, oh, become a Christian, God will completely forget about all your sins. Well, if God completely forgets about all of your sins, why is it that Jesus had to die? Well, we actually get bridges of this in the Old Testament. It deals with sacrifice. In fact, if you want to get a wedding appetite of this, the book of Hebrews is a clear bridge between the Old Testament sacrificial law and the New Testament principles in Christ. And in Hebrews 2:17, it says, therefore, he had to be made like his brethren in all things, so that he might become merciful and a faithful high priest in all things, preparing to God to make a propitiation for the sins of the people. That word propitiation there means a sacrifice, a covering, a taking care of. Christ had to come down and become all of these things, but he had to die to fulfill the righteous decree of God that sin requires death. That's what was going on in Genesis 3. They ate the tree of knowledge of good and evil. They looked down and said, wow, I don't have any clothes on. They all of a sudden knew that, entered shame in the human race. What does God do but sacrifices an animal to make coverings for him? And got news for you. The fig trees, the plants weren't enough. God had to use animal skins to make coverings for them. The first sacrifice to cover their shame. That is Old Testament. We have to understand how God works through the generations, that our faith is an Abrahamic faith. That is important because we have to understand that the three primary world religions are all Abrahamic. The Jewish faith, the Islamic faith, and the Christian faith are all Abrahamic. The question becomes, what is the difference and the distinction in these different roles of faith? And that is certainly a thing that is worthy of consideration. But we want to get into our last and most important principle, and that is to understand the creation of our faith. Once again, to Hebrews. Again, Hebrews is this bridge. If you read the Hebrews, a good quarter of it is quoting Old Testament laws and things like that. But in Hebrews 1:1-4, God, after he spoke long ago to the fathers in the prophets in many portions and in many ways, this is why we're reading a New Testament passage about the Old Testament, those many prophets. Of course, you can watch our Thursday night series is on the prophets. We have covered almost all of the minor prophets now. We are on Zechariah now, and then we just have Zechariah and Malachi, and we will have covered in fine detail all of the minor prophets in the Old Testament. So if you want an understanding, but it goes on. In these last days, he has spoken to us in his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the world. And he is the radiance of his glory and the exact representation of his nature, and upholds all things by the word of his power. When he had made purification of sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty of God, having become as much better than the angels, as he inherited a more excellent name than they. And so we see that it is Christ is the sacrifice that makes us holy and righteous, but that sacrifice could not be done without fulfilling the law, the covenantal law in the Old Testament. You know those ones that you keep falling asleep in? Actually, read them again when you're wide awake with a lot of coffee, and you will actually understand and learn a lot about what is in those scriptures. Of course, the prophets showed God's love. He wasn't this baton-wielding guy waiting to bash us. The reason we have that perception is because the great sin was so bad in the Israelite faith that the Jewish people were sent into exile for their sin after 1,000 years, a millennia of warnings not to do such things. Jeremiah 31, verses 3 and 4, the Lord appeared to him from afar, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have drawn you with loving kindness. Again, I will build you, and you will be rebuilt, O Virgin of Israel. Again, you will take up your tambourines and go forth to the dances and to the merrymakers. So the prophets showed God's ultimate love. And finally, showing the importance of Israel, but the grace offered to us. And I have no earthly idea why I did not include, I know why I didn't, because I found an Old Testament one, which is even better. Romans 11 is an excellent picture showing that it is by faith that the Gentiles, those are us non-Jewish people, are grafted into the promises to Israel. Israel still has a future in our nation. But in Hosea chapter 2, verse 23, I will sow her for myself in the land. I will also have compassion on her who had not obtained compassion. And I will say to those who were not my people, you are my people. And they will say, you are my God. A direct reference to the non-Jewish nation who are not his people. They will be his people because of their obedience through Christ. And that is where the Old Testament comes into line. So we have to read and understand the Old Testament because it is the true faith that by which we live our life. It is the foundation of the New Testament that we live our lives on. Spend that time reading the Old Testament. It is critically important. And I know it's full of hard prophecies and hard to use language, and many people don't understand. I mean, you understand that just as well as many people understand Revelation. Put forth a deep study of that, you'll understand it as well. But you read the Old Testament 5 or 10 times, it makes perfect sense to you. You just got to keep reading it, and you got to keep reading it. That is my message for today. If you want to help support the channel, have a look over the website, ourwalkinchrist.com/support, all the ways you can help support the channel over there. With that, thank you for watching, and I hope that you enjoy your daily walk in our Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. Our Walk in Christ podcast is a listener-supported presentation. For more information about how you can help, check out ourwalkinchrist.com/support. Or our Patreon page at patreon.com/TomM. That's TOMM. Digital and paperback books are available on several online bookstores or at our website. Once again, the website is ourwalkinchrist.com.